This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And this week, President Obama wrote a fascinating essay on feminism for Glamour magazine, celebrating the emergence of his two daughters into adulthood and noting that the past 8 years have been quietly revolutionary for women, even if equal pay and equal status still eludes them. Obama, in his 1,500-word essay, seemed to be most proud of how his girls were instilled with a zero-tolerance attitude for the old boys' clubs and all of the stereotypes about traditional roles for men and women that he grew up with. Shedding outmoded gender roles is the hard work of changing ourselves rather than laws and rules, he said. Quoting the president now, that's what 21st-century feminism is all about. The idea that when everybody is equal, we are all more free. Well, have things changed? When allegations first surfaced about Fox News chief Roger Ailes systematically harassing female employees, they were in a book published 2 years ago and no one paid any attention. But when this year a number of women called out Roger Ailes for degrading sexual harassment and boorish demanding of sexual favors, he was packing up his office. So we begin with an outmoded gender role we found in the high-powered advertising business and how one woman called it out. And today, unlike a decade ago, insensitive executives can't run to the old boys' network for protection when they say such things about women to the media. They're bounced out. In an interview with Business Insider, the towering head of advertising firm Saatchi & Saatchi, Kevin Roberts, said he believed the debate over gender diversity in advertising is all effing over. I'm not exactly quoting there, as you can tell. He also suggested that women hold only 12% of creative director positions in the industry because women don't want to take on management positions. They have no, quote, vertical ambition, were his precise words. He even went after a feminist champion, advertising consultant Cindy Gallup, saying she's making up a lot of the stuff to create a profile and to take applause and to get on a soapbox. Gallup's soapbox is equal pay and gender equality in the ad industry. Cindy Gallup, who is the former president of the ad agency Bartle, Bogle & Hegarty, called out Roberts. Social media did the rest, and boom, Roberts resigned. Gallup had this message for Saatchi & Saatchi yesterday.
I note that they now have a leadership coach vacancy. And I would like to offer my services for this. I'm very happy to be hired in Kevin Roberts' place. Obviously, very importantly, so there's no suggestion of a gender wage gap at all, that would be on the same salary as Kevin Roberts, $4 million.
Cindy Gallup says this case shows how, as President Obama suggests, it may be a great time to be a woman, but Kevin Roberts' attitude shows there's still lots of work to do.
I have no idea where those remarks came from. I was very taken aback to hear them. But I guess, you know, that's the kind of anger that arises when somebody who is very comfortably entrenched in the old world order.
Emphasize comfortably.
Wow, gosh. Yeah. Well, let's say very comfortably, yeah. As in on a huge salary, enormous bonuses. You know, Kevin Roberts was paid $4 million last year to operate as the chairman of Saatchi & Saatchi Worldwide with the charge of inspiring all of the many women who work for Saatchi's around the world as a leadership coach charged with creating and developing the leaders of the future and as an agency representative for a vast number of clients who sell brands, products and services to millions of women. So sitting very comfortably in that context and making comments very much at odds with the things that he's been charged and paid and rewarded handsomely to do.
How is this different from political correctness?
Political correctness is a phrase that is often brought up to address things that people would rather were not happening. And I must admit, I can't remember who said this, but it reminds me of that wonderful quote, when you are used to privilege, equality feels like oppression.
Mm.
And so we're talking about an industry who sells to women as the primary purchasers of everything and the primary influencer purchasers of everything, but which is still massively dominated by men, especially at the top and especially where it really matters in the creative department, creating the advertising that is our output to the world. And so, like every other industry, we need to welcome in gender equality, diversity and equal leadership opportunities for all in order to better reflect the consumers that we are charged with communicating with and compelling to want to buy our clients' products.
But this isn't simply about, you know, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl in the, you know, cafeteria. The idea that women don't have vertical ambition is just daft. I mean, I don't know what women is he talking about?
To be frank, John, you know, I think that is a function of the fact that at the top of our industry, as at the top of every other industry, is a closed loop of white guys talking to white guys about other white guys. Those white guys up at the top are sitting very pretty. They have their gigantic salaries, huge bonuses, stock options, expense accounts. Why would they ever want to rock the boat? Because the system is working for them just fine as it is. And so this is a way of post-rationalizing why there aren't any women up there. Oh, no, they don't want to be. And let's just carry on operating the way we always have because that suits us just fine.
Ironically, though, we're at a point where if you say something like that, that is rocking the boat. I mean, he's out.
Here's what, you know, is particularly perturbing about this episode. Every few months, a senior white man in our industry becomes a lightning rod for inappropriate comments, outmoded perspectives. What that says, John, is that change is not happening. Because if change were actually happening in this industry, Kevin Roberts would never have said publicly what he said in that interview. Mm. And so I think the very important thing for the industry to understand is that this is not about one bad apple. This is about rot through the top of our industry and quite a long way down that needs to be addressed as a whole. And I very much hope that, you know, the white men who run our industry will learn from this episode and move radically, swiftly and immediately to effect real change.
What's the Roger Ailes lesson, do you think, since it happened sort of around the same time here?
Oh, the Roger Ailes lesson is that exactly the same thing goes on in the advertising industry. One of the things Kevin Roberts said I was making up was the fact that sexual harassment is endemic in the advertising industry. And I cannot tell you how many emails I get from women in our industry all around the world sharing appalling stories, whom, by the way, I beg to talk to reporters, to be anonymous, and even when I guarantee their anonymity, they are too scared of retaliation. And they're quite right to be scared because they also write to me about said retaliation when you rebuff somebody's advances or, you know, you try and avoid the kind of situations that, unfortunately, the Roger Ailes saga has made very clear. Those go on in every industry dominated by white men at the top.
With the Roger Ailes case, I don't know how it could have gone on for so long. But then you have a very different perspective than I do.
Well, you know, I'm now so frustrated, John, by the glacial pace of change in my industry and others that I'm very pragmatic. There's a very simple answer to all of this, and that is get the numbers up as quickly as possible. Because the moment you have gender-equal working environments, or ideally, because it's been the other way for too long, more female than male working environments, you instantly manage out a whole host of negative dynamics without even having to address them directly. When you have a gender-equal working environment, you manage out sexual harassment. Because first of all, there is not the male-dominated, you know, implicit bro endorsement. It's okay for men to behave like that. And secondly, when men engage with women as professional equals and have as many women around them as men, they no longer see women in one of only two roles, girlfriend or secretary. So that really is the answer. You know, get the numbers up as quickly as possible, bulk buy, hire groups, not individuals, to change the ratio, and you will see a lot of negative dynamics go without even having had to address them directly.
Is that affirmative action?
I am all for affirmative action. So I occasionally get a woman saying to me, Cindy, I don't want to be hired just because I'm a woman. And my answer to that is, get over it. Because all around you are mediocre men who got hired because they were men. So get hired because you're a woman or a person of colour, and then do the bloody brilliant job in that role that you know you can do and demonstrate how much you deserve that position.
What's Donald Trump in all this? Some last stand of, you know, General Custer?
I think we're absolutely seeing this syndrome playing out in many different ways around the world, where the old world order does not like change. and doesn't see how much the New World Order would actually benefit them. We live in a world where the default setting is always male. Men, you have no idea how much happier you would be living and working in a world that was 50-50 equally informed, influenced, designed, led and driven by women just as much as men. And that's the world I'm trying to make happen.
Trump says that if you encounter sexual harassment, just, you know, find another employment, find another job.
It is not that easy, unfortunately. There are many, many people out there who don't have that luxury, who desperately need the job they have. There are many women out there, and also, by the way, some men, who are living with sexism and sexual harassment because they literally have no choice. And that is utterly soul-destroying. So the onus is not on women to adapt to an environment that is not welcoming of them and therefore is not tapping into enormous female, you know, talent, skills and contributions. The onus is on all of us, women and men alike, to understand that we can make so many more great things happen. And by the way, in every industry, you can actually reinvent your future and you can make so much more money when you welcome in this absolute wealth of innovation, disruption, talent and creativity you're currently missing out on. Women challenge the status quo because we are never it. Diversity is what drives true innovation. Innovation is the result of many different mindsets, perspectives, insights, worldviews coming together in constructive creative conflict to get to a far better place none of us could have gotten to on our own. That's the world we want to create.
As a parent, though, why would you advise your daughter if they're confronted with someone who's making a pass at them to simply go somewhere else as opposed to calling them out?
You absolutely should not advise them to just go somewhere else and not call it out. This is a message that I put out to my industry and the business world as a whole. I ask everybody, women and right-minded men, to call out any instance they see of harassment, abuse, gender bias, because if nobody speaks up, nothing changes. Change happens from the bottom up, not the top down. Every single one of us, every day, undertaking micro actions, tiny actions that are about changing all of this, cumulatively together at scale, we add up to enormous impact. Everybody can do something to change these situations that we do not want to have exist.
Cindy Gallup, advertising consultant, former president of the global ad agency Bartle Bogle Hegarty. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, John.
Recognize any of this? Have you been affected by sexism in the workplace? St. Louis, Missouri, of course. I'm a woman, subtle, constant. Men talk over you in meetings. If you show passion for what you do and the man doesn't agree with you, you're called emotional. Rockford, Illinois. I was told not to wear my pink pants to work because I was a man. I stopped wearing the pink pants.
This is Jen from Brooklyn. My last boss physically and verbally sexually harassed me and other female coworkers nonstop. I was terrified. I was a single mom in my 20s, and I needed a job. We had a small company with no HR department. It was just my boss and his partner, who was right there with him. When I left to start my own business, finally, all my female clients went with me.
Keep the conversation going. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or leave us a comment at facebook.com/thetakeaway.